Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be with you, as you know. I know it's like a dream come true for you. I'm continuing to broadcast live from the Administaff Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas. We're just having a great time. I'm looking out over this great part of Texas, and the people are friendly, and the golf is wonderful, and small businesses are just everywhere, and they're doing so good down here. Dan Amder is not in Texas. He's in Chicago. He's the president and CEO of Moving Station, but I wish he were down here because he'd be having some fun. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. We got to get you down to the tournament next year.
Well, it's 40 degrees here, so I wish I was at the tournament.
Well, we got to work that out, and we'll get you on the golf course next year. Dan, tell us a little bit about Moving Station.
Moving Station is a relocation company that specializes in helping families sell and buy new homes, inspections, mortgages, and we have a division called Promisor Relocation, which corporations would hire us to manage executives' transfers.
Now, this is the kind of stuff that corporations used to do for themselves, isn't it?
They used to do it in-house, but it's gotten very complex. The whole part of relocation is extremely complex. It's a process that people go through only a couple times in a lifetime, and the laws around the real estate and the tax laws around relocation expenses have gotten really complex. Most companies outsource this.
Well, you're the fourth of four poster children for outsourcing that I've interviewed today. you're the last of four tonight that I've interviewed today. The theme of the day today is outsourcing. The value of it, how it's made our country, our economy stronger, how it's added value or added opportunity, I should say, for small businesses in America. Outsourcing, contrary to Lou Dobbs, which, by the way, I think is dangerous, outsourcing is actually good for America, isn't it?
Yeah, well, whenever you can specialize in something, you create efficiencies and an economy of scale. So, you know, it's how business runs.
Well, you allow your customers who have a sophisticated need in terms of moving their executives around, hiring new people and getting them moved or moving them from one location to the other when they get promoted or reassigned, you allow them to take what is now a very highly sophisticated task and handle it properly and probably a lot less expensively than if they did it themselves.
Well, especially if you look at productivity as a cost, which of course it is. You know, when they transfer executive, their purpose is to get a body in a seat to accomplish a goal, and the stress around a move, coupled with the aggravation of managing a move, is incredibly unproductive. And then when you add that with the family stress, it could also affect attrition. You know, a poor move could have people given second guessing if they should have taken the job or not. So. When you talk about savings, the biggest savings are productivity, in my mind.
If you think about you've gone to all this trouble to find the right person, to hire just the right person, and you want them to land wherever they are, if you're promoting someone, if you're moving a family, or whatever, you've gone to all this trouble and you've got all these great designs on you know how this is going to help the business, and then you fumble the move. Well, then you've lost about half your opportunity, haven't you?
Attrition is huge. And also you want the employee to make the move considering all the variables. And normally employers can't ask the family questions that really have an impact on their success at their job if they're happy. You know, special needs child, religious, you know, all the other questions they have about moving to a community, you know, what their lifestyle would be, should be answered. You know, when you're making a relocation, and a third party can get all the data even before, even in the recruitment stage, can get all the data to the employee to make a sound decision so you know that it's a win-win.
Have you noticed that companies are more sensitive to the human element of moving people around than they used to be?
I think they're getting more, yes. And I think, you know, if you read the studies, there's going to be a huge labor shortage and surely
there,
a labor shortage.
Hey, wait a minute, Dan. There is a huge labor shortage. There's not going to be. It's already there.
Right, and it's going to get worse. And, you know, I think people are starting to pay attention to human capital. There is a financial aspect to hiring a third party as well, as we will do it less, more cost-effective and more efficiently. But I believe the HR purpose of it is probably the greater need.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. I think you're exactly right. Now, how big a company, what would be a typical size customer that you would call on?
Anybody that's, we have clients that move, 2-3 a year. We have clients that move hundreds a year, even thousands of years.
So almost nobody's too small, huh?
Huh?
Nobody's too small.
No, of course not. We enjoy actually the smaller growing companies, whereas working with them more because, we can bring expertise to an area that they haven't thought about. And typically, the executives of these companies don't think about relocation until, it's right in front of them.
Yeah, that's sort of the paperwork that they didn't think about. So do you get involved in helping the employees with their real estate they're leaving and the real estate they're going to, getting them physically moved, getting the kids in school? How much of a degree do you get involved?
Yeah, all those things. At the family level, it's all the components to a move, which is moving and storage, mortgage, inspection, and the real estate, and also, home finding trips and area orientations. From a corporate perspective, it's very important to account for all the expenses around a relocation, as some are taxable, some are non-taxable, and they need to be tracked and withheld, taxes withheld and grossed up for the employee. So, there's duplicity here. And what we'll do is we'll also create a policy for the corporation, a relocation policy, so they're being fair and equitable.
Right. Well, and I'm sure that policy is the kind of thing that helps them to not get behind the curve on these relocations, isn't it?
Yeah, except for, yes, absolutely. And that's why I say typically with the small to mid-sized companies, it's the need that fosters the demand, and then you're in a big rush to get it done. So, those are kind of fun because, you have the full attention.
Stand by, Dan. We're going to continue our visit with Dan Amdur after these messages, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Dan, what are the challenges of starting and growing a business like he has right now, a small business like Moving Station? It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's that little band from Texas to take us out. A little bit of Chicago for you there. Welcome back. It's 20 after the hour. No, it was 23 after the hour. You think after all this time I could tell time, wouldn't you? After 9 years, I still don't get the time right. That's amazing, isn't it? Welcome back. I'm broadcasting live from the Administrative Small Business Classic, having a great time whooping it up on behalf of golf and small business. And, when you get those two things together, folks, it just doesn't get any better than that. And when you throw in food, that's the best. And we've had all of that this week and having a good time down here. Dan Amdur is our guest, A-M-D-U-R. Did I spell that correctly, Dan?
Yes, you did.
And he's the president and CEO of Moving Station. Give us the website, please.
It's www.movingstation.com. And in there, there's our different lines of business. And if it's corporate relocation, then that would be Promisor Relocation.
Okay.
.com? Yeah, it's promisorrelocation.com, which you can access from Moving Station as well.
Say that website again. I didn't quite understand it.
The main company is movingstation.com.
Yeah, I got that one.
And then the corporate relocation is Promisor, Promisor Relocation.
Promisorrelocation.com.
Yeah. Right.
All right, that sounds good. And now tell us about your business, when you founded it. Tell us about the journey you've made since you became a small business owner.
Well, before this business, I was a small business owner in the corporate apartment world, which is a spoke in the wheel of relocation. We used to provide short-term temporary housing for transferred executives.
Right.
And I started that in 88, and when I sold it in 95, I saw a need to provide the whole wheel a little better than what was being provided. So I got into the third-party relocation business.
Well, now, you've been in business how long now, about 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in this business. How many employees?
50.
50 employees. Congratulations. That's a great success. Let me ask you, what would you say was the biggest challenge that you've had in getting your business going and getting it successful?
At the beginning, you're running on adrenaline. So I think starting any company at the beginning is not challenging. It's pure excitement. I think it's the planning and staging as after you get going that's the most critical. A mistake early on could be disastrous. So I think mm-hmm. the stress once you get over that first hump of the next decisions of where you're going to spend your resources is the most stressful and difficult time.
Now, you're an outsourced company. That's what you do for a living, but you also do outsourcing internally, don't you? You ask the question I tell small business owners to ask, must this be done in-house? You not only ask your customers that, you ask yourself that don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I believe in efficiencies in skill and economy of scales, and I outsource to admin staff who I know you're at their golf outing. And
we are. Mm-hmm.
Their HR skills and buying power on the insurance made it worthwhile to outsource that.
Well, and I know that you do that. And what about other things? What are some other examples of outsourcing that you do internally?
Well, the obvious trades as far as legal and accounting, outsource. In our world, that's better. We're a service company, so.
Well, the main thing, though, is that you've identified your core competencies, and you're letting somebody else do all the other stuff. In the 21st century, there are plenty of companies out there to help you with those outsourcing tasks, aren't there?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty exciting to see what's happening out there. That's how the marketplace is changing. It's becoming a very synergistic thing. As more companies are realizing that they need to outsource, more companies are forming to fill that gap, to become services for those companies. And of course, you're an example of that. You're one of them.
Yeah, no, I think we're becoming a service nation, and standards are getting higher.
Is that a bad thing? Do you think it's sometimes you hear people say we've become a service economy, and they almost say it like it's a four-letter word. Do you think that's a bad thing or a good thing?
Part of me says bad thing, part of me says good things. I mean, in the end, quality of service is key, as a group or as an economy, we found that we're able to establish and provide services at a high level service, and I think as a nation, we have a demanding need. We have a high standards that we set to live by, and possibly that's what's driving us to become more of a service nation.
Dan, I think about my grandmother would say about this. She would say the proof's in the pudding. And so you look around you at this economy. Look at how strong it is. Look at how resilient it is. It's really, even though China's growing faster than we are, they have a lot of catching up to do. They're just making a big showing right now. The United States economy is really the best and the strongest economy on the planet. And whatever it is, whether it's service or whatever it has become, it's become a very resilient and a very dependable economy. And so, I like the way things are going myself. I don't know about you.
Well, I'm very impressed with China's performance, and I'm impressed with many countries. I think as in business, companies and countries will adapt to their skill sets, and in the end, the best will win in providing that service or product, whatever it be. And I think countries will adapt, and their economies will adapt, just like business adapts.
Well said, Dan. Give us that website one more time.
There's two, movingstation.com, which is Moving Station, and Promise or Relocation.
All right. Hey, Dan, thanks for being here. Good job today, and I'm proud of what you've accomplished.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. See you next time. Quick break, 29 after the hour. Going to be right back with my good friend, Mr. Paul Sarvati, the founder and the CEO and chairman of Administaff, the guy who named a golf tournament after us. How about that? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.